The global economic malaise is doing nothing to help Detroit. General Motors, for example, is struggling mightily to avoid bankruptcy. And one way it's doing that is by basically cutting its Sweden-based subsidiary, Saab, adrift. So now it's Saab that has filed for bankruptcy protection in Swedish court. Saab says it has several new models in the pipeline and could survive if it finds new sources of cash. But many in the industry aren't so sure about that. Nick Pellegrino owns a Saab service and dealership in Ithaca, New York. Nick Pellegrino, what was your reaction to the news that Saab will be going it alone?
Well, possibly it might improve the breed once again. Its exposure to General Motors had its positive results and its negative results.
Well, let's go over the positive and negatives. How did Saab actually benefit from being part of General Motors?
Well, it made the parts a little easier to acquire because they were using standardized parts on their General Motors line. But it also complicated it because now there were very cheap facsimile parts available. And when I would give a person a price on a Saab alternator, they would tell me that it was $300 cheaper down at a certain parts store.
General Motors has said that if it went into bankruptcy, nobody would buy its cars. Would you buy a new Saab off the lot today?
Oh, yeah. Still a Saab. And I'm still here. And there are, you know, people like me. You know, it's not like a Yugo, where once they stopped producing them, everybody forgot about the car. Now, this car will, I believe, outlive this economic ripple. I think you're going to see someone come in and take it over. Or maybe even would be sweet as a joint venture with Volvo and produce one car, I mean two cars, under, you know, one corporate leadership.
A Saabo?
Yeah, no, you know, we don't have to get into sloganism yet. Let's see them just start making some decent cars.
Saab owners in the United States before General Motors took the company over in the mid-90s were a very loyal bunch. How are they going to feel about Saab going its own way?
Oh, I think they'd like it to return back to the old way. I mean, Saabers used to flash their lights at each other, sort of like how BMW was owners did in the 70s. I don't think it's so much a sense of elitism as they were so unique that it was odd at the time to see another one. I think, you know, if you're a Saaber, you're a Saaber. You can blindfold the person, put them in a Volvo, and he knows he's not in a Saab. It's like chocolate and vanilla or strawberry.
I don't want to go on stereotypes here, but you don't really sound like a Saab guy. You sound more like a GTO guy. When did you become a Saab man?
Well, when I got out of the Army, my heart was always in a Corvette, and I bought one and owned it 2 years and sold it because it was nothing that I thought it was. At the time, European cars were coming to focus, because they were so, like, good in the snow, and I live in Ithaca, there was actually no practical reason to drive anything else.
Right.
You know, I mean, it was just not logical for me to drive something else.
Nick Pellegrino in Ithaca, New York, speaking to us from his foreign motor repair, better known in Ithaca as Pellegrino Saab. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.